We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories.
As New York City continues to take steps toward reopening, businesses are finding it challenging.
Although phase two of the reopening is moving along in New York City, not every small business is moving with it. Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer says there are no hard numbers yet, but she's hearing that it's possible that as much as 50% of the small businesses might not reopen.
Rent is the biggest problem. Particularly, there are some owners who won't even answer the phone or negotiate. And then even if you can negotiate, you still end up with, as you know, the pass along for the property tax.
Figg's Barbershop on Frederick Douglass Boulevard reopened, but the owner, Earl Figueroa, says because of social distancing, he can only do 9 haircuts a day when he used to do 30 or 40 a day.
It's going to be a struggle to keep on making it. I'm already backed up. I already owe $19,000 worth of rent.
At Denny Moe's Barbershop, the owner said his business is down too, but he's really not struggling.
We have to have the door locked. People have to buzz them in. We have to test them with the thermometer, clean up behind them, every last one of them. So it's a slower process. We were taking customers once every 30 minutes. Now we're taking them once every 45 minutes.
Gail Brewer says now is the time to support local businesses, not the national chains. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
There are at least 5 new COVID cases traced to a high school graduation ceremony in Chappaqua and a student who had traveled to Florida. Governor Cuomo is urging everyone who was at the Horace Greeley High School drive-through graduation ceremony at the Chappaqua train station last weekend to quarantine and stop the potential spread. Florida is, of course, seeing an explosion in cases now, and with a lot of people who travel between Florida and our region, there are fears of more instances like this. New York's latest numbers are still looking good, though. Less than 1% of the COVID tests in the last day in New York were positive. That's about 700 new cases statewide. Less than 1,000 people are in the hospital in New York for COVID, and there were 13 deaths reported in the last day. New York State has lost a total of 24,830 people who had the virus. As New York's reopening moves forward, in other states, they're having to take steps backward. Because of the spikes in those states, the U.S. yesterday hit a record high of new coronavirus infections for the third straight day. Correspondent Christine Sloan has
President
more.
Trump's top health advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warning,
we are facing a serious problem in certain areas.
And the numbers show it. At least 29 states seeing a rise in cases. In Florida, nearly 9,000 new cases in the past 24 hours. Texas with almost 6,000 cases. Both states now forcing bars to shut down.
Correspondent Trevor Ault has more on those steps backward. As critics say, those states may have reopened their economies too soon.
Other parts of the country, we're seeing some hospitals activating their surge plans. Many of them say their ICUs are almost at capacity or are heading towards it. In California, hospitalizations, ICU admissions, and deaths were all up on Friday. The governor is calling for one county to reinstitute stay-at-home orders, and San Francisco is pausing their reopening plans. But in some areas of the country, like in Michigan, there is a massive boat party that is still going on, to the point that police there say they're not going to enforce social distancing because there's just too many people for them to do it.
And now passengers flying into New York from eight states with high rates of COVID-19 could soon be subject to temperature checks and be tracked. Governor Cuomo is talking with airlines to see if they would cooperate and how to legally go about it, since the federal government has jurisdiction on border control. The precautions would be part of the quarantine that went into effect on Thursday as cases of coronavirus in Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North and South Carolina, Texas, and Utah have continued to increase. Right now, there are random checks on travelers coming in from those high-risk states, and visitors are supposed to self-isolate for 2 weeks or face fines. The UK is looking at easing some of its travel restrictions. Right now, people arriving in Britain must self-isolate for 2 weeks. Pressure to open up the country has been growing as the summer vacation season gets underway. The government says it'll put into place a system where people can travel back and forth from low-risk countries without quarantine while still restricting their travel to high-risk countries. Countries' risks will be calculated based on their prevalence of COVID-19, the reliability of their data, and most importantly, whether cases are trending up or down. The list of low-risk countries is expected to be out by next week, and travel to those countries could resume the week after that. Police in the Bronx are looking for the guy who attacked and tried to rape a woman yesterday morning. The woman was leaving an apartment building near Reservoir Oval West and East 210th Street in Norwood around 8 o'clock. That's when a man grabbed her and dragged her back into the lobby and began punching her in the face and tried to remove her clothes. The woman screamed and fought back. The guy took off, according to police. She was taken to a hospital for some injuries. She is recovering. Police released video of the suspect, which you can see at 1010winds.com, and anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Police have made an arrest in a stray bullet shooting of a little girl in East Harlem last night.
The 7-year-old girl who was grazed by a bullet was with her mother, who was unloading groceries from the car. Marlene Joaquin told CBS2 she heard five shots, and that's when she realized her daughter was grazed on her thigh. She called 911, and her child will be okay.
And I'm like, just counting my blessings and thanking God, like, you know, thank God, like, this is nothing serious.
The NYPD says a 19-year-old male was also grazed by a bullet, and he is believed to have been the intended target. And the police say he's not cooperating. Chief Terrence Monahan says the shooting stemmed from an argument among a group of people hanging out on East 102nd Street. Eventually, the police made an arrest. Chief Monahan says the suspect is 16 years old. He's charged with attempted murder, assault, and criminal possession of a weapon. Carol DiIuria, 1010 Winds News.
New York City is getting hit with a lawsuit for that unpopular nightly curfew imposed the first week of June during anti-police brutality protests. The class action suit filed in Brooklyn federal court claims millions of New Yorkers were falsely imprisoned, deprived of their freedom, and basically put under house arrest. Both Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo are named as defendants. The lawyer who filed the suit wants the city to pay damages to anyone who was forced to stay home. That, of course, is millions of people. The initial plaintiffs were three men, one of whom was arrested when he left his Soho building to try to charge his phone. A spokesman for the city law department says the curfew was legal and an important public safety measure. A federal judge has ordered the release of children held with their parents in U.S. immigration jails and denounced the Trump administration's prolonged detention of families during the coronavirus pandemic.
U.S. District Judge Dolly G's order applies to children at three family detention centers in Texas and Pennsylvania operated by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Some have been detained since last year. Citing the recent spread of the coronavirus in two of the three facilities, G set a deadline of July 17th for children to either be released with their parents or sent to family sponsors. Bill Michaels, Washington.
A deadly car crash in the Bronx is under investigation. Police say 21-year-old Jeremiah Hamilton was driving his Hyundai SUV along Crotona Avenue just before 8 last night when he lost control. The SUV slammed into two parked cars, then flipped over and landed on the driver's side. Hamilton was taken to a hospital but couldn't be survived. His 23-year-old brother, who was in the passenger seat when the accident happened, survived with non-life-threatening injuries. Sales of backyard pools and spas have been soaring during the COVID pandemic. More people are working from home. Many are opting for staycations instead of traveling. But drowning is the leading cause of accidental death for children between 1 and 4. The Zach Foundation looks to prevent them. Karen Cohn is the co-founder and spoke with 1010 Winds.
When children do drown, it's oftentimes in backyard pools. And sales of backyard pools and spas and inflatables are up because children are out of school and many camps have either not started or they're unable to start. So we just need to make sure that parents are extra vigilant this year.
She says that vigilance is key. Up to half of all kids who drown are less than 25 yards away from an adult.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.